This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Soar. You see me running through that opener. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Rachel.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things that are positive that we see on the internet that sometimes have to do with the internet, depending on what my mom tells us. My stuff usually has to do with the internet. Hers, maybe not so much. Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
How you doing today?
Great.
Fantastic. Dog of the day is, of course, Blaze Boy. He is biting his tail. Don't worry. He's on his flea meds. Therapy hour. You got anything you're working on, learning, realizing, heard that was an inspirational word?
No, but it's what I do for therapy.
Okay, great. Give us that. Give it it.
Help somebody else.
Oh, my God. I just told Abby that sometimes when I'm in a funk, how I get out of it is I do something nice for someone else.
Yep.
I love that. Is that where I get, it's like, sorry, my mind is blown. I didn't know anyone else also had this thought process.
We're related.
Oh my God. Did you raise me? Who knows? Well, okay. So you did something nice this week for someone else to make yourself feel better. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I was really stressed the other night and I looked at Abby. I was like, can I give you a massage tonight? And she was like, you're so stressed. I should be giving you one. And I was like, yeah, I would love that. But also I want to give you one. Because it helps me. And I explained it to her and she goes, you are not like a normal human. Well, but it has been a thing that has been proven.
Yeah.
Someone doing something nice for you boosts your serotonin for a certain amount of time, but you doing something nice for someone else boosts your serotonin for longer.
Yeah. And it also gets your mind off yourself.
Yeah, of course. And then you're not wallowing
in your stuff.
Yes. I obviously take a moment inward, assess. Feel your feels, do all the things. But if you're just sitting and just can't get out of it, you're stressed and there's nothing you can do, like a situation's out of your control, just go do something else for someone else. I love that.
Yeah.
Mine this week, I am trying to appreciate bad times because I don't appreciate bad times. When something bad is happening to me, it makes me appreciate good times or even just boring times even more. That's what I've been doing this week. I've had a really rough week, which is why I haven't been vlogging. There's been a lot of personal emergency stuff been going on in my life, and so I haven't been able to vlog and whatnot, and it's been a really just hell of a week. And but I'm going, okay, you know, last month was so great, in November we can make great. So and I'm remembering the good times and being appreciative of those. And then I'm looking forward to the other good times that we're going to have. And the boring times, Abby and I looked at each other and we're like, remember when we would just go to bed at 9 and watch Gilmore Girls all the time? And that's all we did. We're like, oh. And we're just appreciating the boring things and being excited to do the boring things again.
Right.
So when poop hits the fan, it makes you appreciate the other stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you have to have bad to appreciate good. If everything was just good, you'd just be bored.
It's like when you're sick and you're like, oh, I wish I wasn't sick. It makes you appreciate when you're healthy. But when you're healthy, you're not really appreciating that you're healthy until you get sick.
Like everyone, just take a moment. If you're healthy right now, take a moment. You can breathe through your nose, the majority of you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. When you're sick,
you can't.
You're like, I'm mad at my past self for taking advantage and not appreciating all the air that could flow through my nose. Take a moment. Anyway, yes, that's been my therapy realization this week. One, that doing something nice for someone else. I
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. It works. It really does work.
Yeah.
And then, and don't do it hoping someone will do something nice for you
in
return.
No. You can't do it that way. No.
But
it's not for selfish gains. But
no, it is.
It is. You do get the benefit. But you don't sit there and go, I'm going to go help somebody so I'll feel better. You just go help somebody.
You know, this would make me feel better. And, you know, I want to do this. Like, it's a different thing versus.
And it's helping that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you believe, this is something that happened on Friends, the TV show from my childhood, where there was an argument on it. Is there a good deed that is unselfish? Because you will always, not always, but
reap the benefits.
You will always reap the benefits, whether it's like you feel good about it or someone praises you for it. You know, so are all good acts slightly selfish? But then I think it has to do with the definition of selfish. I think that there is personal gain. Oh, the AC just turned on, but I'm going to finish this thought. There's personal gain in every good act, but that doesn't make it selfish.
Correct.
I believe that. One moment while I turn the AC off.
I wish you wouldn't turn the AC off.
It makes a buzzing noise, Mom.
I know. I have the same one.
Yeah. Yep. Because that is the only vertical window AC unit.
Yep.
All window AC units are for horizontal when you open a window upwards.
I'm sorry. Ours do this.
I have not been in one. I think the West Coast doesn't make those.
I don't think so.
We're all opening.
Well, or old house. Old houses in Santa Barbara still have the poop, that kind.
Maybe it's an old school thing.
Old school.
And I guess newer houses are all being built with AC. So why would they need?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know, like little cars. Remember when do you remember? I don't know if you remember this. Cars.
Well,
when
depends
I was
on what
little,
you're going to say.
You know, you have your passenger side window and your driver's side window, but there
Why
used
are you
to be,
squished? Why are you squished when you're saying this?
Because I'm in a car and I'm claustrophobic.
Okay. She's in a tiny little clown car and windows did something.
You know, the square window, didn't used to be shaped like, what's that, arch thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arch to the
door.
They
used to be square and you rolled them down.
Yeah.
And then they had a little triangle thing that you could open for air.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that on a few cars, older cars. Yeah. By the mirror up in the front.
Yes.
The tiny little, those are old school cars.
Those are old school cars. Yeah.
Why?
It was ventilation, I guess.
Because you didn't have good AC or didn't have
AC
in general?
Oh gosh, we never grew up with AC. No.
That is so sad. When people, I need to just reality check people that say things online as if they were meant to be born in the 60s or the 70s. Y'all, you wouldn't have survived.
Let me tell you.
I could go without technology. Could you go without AC? Could you go without central heat?
That was the TikTok thing. Like someone said, what'd you do before there was the internet? How'd you get information?
The library. Encyclopedias.
Books, Encyclopedia Britannica.
And it's all.
Or ask your parents.
And when new information came out, it took years to get it to people. Because it was, if you read the newspaper, but all of that, of course, is propaganda, but no one knew that.
They were a little bit more honest back in the day.
Yeah, you don't know if they were or not. That's the thing. Yeah.
Reporters had a little bit more.
Yes. But if your library wasn't updated on its books.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Ask your parents. And then that's 50-50 if you get the right
answer. Oh, my God. The amount of trust they had to have in their parents back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is how stupidity was just passed down. Which and also isn't the parents' fault because they were only given so much information.
I don't think they had Britannica encyclopedias.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of a mom saying my 4-year old just asked me if I used to play with iPads when I was a kid. Nope. And then she said, I don't know how to explain that this is what we did for fun, and it's someone in front of a fan going.
Oh, I do that all the time. I still do that.
That was the fun. That was the fun. So when people say they were meant to be in a different decade, y'all.
Have you seen the TikToks of a parent giving their younger child nowadays?
A dial phone?
Because you grew up with some of that stuff.
Yeah, I feel the millennial generation.
Yes.
We grew up in the transition phase.
Yes.
Kids, we had all of the, brick phones.
Yeah, and rotary dials and the
pagers.
AOL ding ding ding. What's that?
Dial up.
Yeah, what was that sound that it always made? And you couldn't talk on the phone if the internet was on.
No. Yeah, we grew up with all of your new technology
right. That
was born when you were a child. And we heard of all the things that existed before technology.
Right.
And then as we grew up, technology started existing.
Right.
And now we're getting to the point where we're tired. We don't want it anymore. Just stop.
Old school. Let's do it back to old school.
We also for some things. Are being able to see all the generations of technology. So we're pissed when something doesn't work.
Yes.
Or when a technology hasn't existed yet.
Yes.
Because we know you guys know how to do it.
Why isn't it done?
Why isn't it happening? Building an app. I've been building, if you guys didn't know, I've been building an app called Flip, where you can find people in your area to do sports and activities with at your skill level or competitive level. Anyway, it's insane that we are trying to hire developers to get the app going quicker and better. And we know the technology's out there, but I'm learning how difficult it is and how smart you have to be to just add things in, because Instagram does this and Tinder does this and this does this. Can you just put it all into one? Because that's what we want. And it is harder said than done.
Right.
Of course, if we had 10 tech geniuses that work for Apple, Google, and Uber all on this working on it, it would get done a lot faster. But it's takes forever to do anything, because our developer will get something done and then he has to run it through 7 different systems before it can actually hit our phone. And now I understand why things take so long to get done.
Yes, they do.
It's annoying. All right.
Rachel.
Sorry. I was not burping on the internet for a long time. I keep forgetting now. All right. You want to hit us up with a call?
Do you want a sponsor first or after?
Oh, I guess we can check for a sponsor.
Okay.
Sponsor!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, and we're back.
We're back.
Where my mama's going to give us the holidays.
We are.
Give them to me, mama.
Okay, got to put on my bye-bye.
Oh,
we are having trouble today.
When are we not, mom?
I don't know. Today.
Who's texting you?
No, I was looking at the date of today.
Oh, it's the 18th.
And I have the 19th.
19th for tomorrow, yes.
It's International Shakeout Earthquake Awareness.
Wednesday, October. Okay. Oh, Siri wanted to let you know what date exactly it was.
She interrupts so many of my conversations, I yell at her.
I
didn't ask you, Siri.
And this time I do need her, she is nowhere to be found.
No.
She is a toxic relationship. Continue.
Okay, International Shakeout Day. Just
international. What does that mean?
earthquake preparedness, awareness.
I should bolt that to the wall.
Yes, it's time to bolt things. It's time to bolt stock stuff, up your things.
Bolt stuff to the walls.
Water.
Oh, backup. You know what? That gives me a great opportunity to show TikTok how to use a drywall anchor.
There you go.
That is a fantastic little moment for me.
Tomorrow.
Going back to therapy. I'm trying not to complain as much.
Oh, good.
Because I was complaining and my life just didn't get any better. So we're changing the mindset now of finding the great opportunities.
Yes.
When bad things happen.
Yes.
So.
Or quit complaining about something. Do something about
it. Oh, I do both.
Yeah.
I complain while fixing it.
Oh, well, yes.
I'm a go-getter. I'll always fix the problem. Yes. I'll never just wallow in it.
Good.
But if I can't fix it and I'm complaining about it, then let's just change the mindset. I can't control it. I can't fix it. Let's change our thought process on it. Because the only thing we can control is how we respond to things.
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes.
Wait, sometimes we can control more. Or sometimes we can't control ourselves. True. Which one are you getting at? All of it?
Depends on the day.
Okay.
October 20th. Loud Shirt Day. This is something that's celebrated in New Zealand. It brings awareness to children who have hard of hearing. Rachel.
Just hard of hearing.
Children with hearing disabilities.
Got it.
I just thought that was really cool that in New Zealand.
A loud shirt day?
Loud shirt day.
So a crazy loud print?
Yeah, just
fun, loud. Out there.
You know, loud. Because it's a bold, they call print. Them loud.
Colorful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, it helps bring awareness to children that can't hear well or at all.
Love that. Okay. Cool.
The 23rd. Rachel, do you like a good croc? Shoe.
Thank you. I didn't know if you were going to say crock pot. Croc shoe.
Croc shoe.
No, Mom, I do not enjoy a good croc.
Some people do. There's a National Croc Day.
Hello. Of course there is.
The 23rd.
I'm sorry. Crocs will never be cute. You can wear them. Oh my God, wear your croc. Rock it. Put your little gemstone, whatever they are, plugs in them. Have them with the fleece lining. Wear your Crocs. I will never think less of you for wearing a croc. Own it. I will never find them cute.
Okay. So I have two croc stories.
Okay, great.
The first one was I used to use them as my chicken shoes.
Yes.
Because you wear different shoes in the chicken pen than you do in life.
You'd want to.
Chicken.
You don't want to track that poop anywhere.
No. So they're outside.
Great.
And I would wear them. But then sometimes I'd come in the house after taking them off and going, I smell chicken poop. Well, the poop can go through those little holes if it gets kicked up or whatever.
Ew.
Right. So then I stopped wearing those. I had headlights on them and everything.
They were really cool.
They were cool. And then I started using the ones you got me.
That are closed-toed.
I have two pair now.
Love that.
Nice.
So Crocs failed you. Got it.
In the chicken pen.
In the chicken pen. Crocs, chicken pen, no good.
Then I wore them up to Moonstone Beach.
Ah, yes. You went on a little vacay.
On the vacay. And not a good idea.
Rocks get in that?
The rocks got inside those shoes.
So once again, Crocs have failed you. I'm sorry. I don't understand them as a shoe. I put them on in a store.
Yes.
And
they were comfy.
No, I said to myself, these are extremely uncomfortable. And then people would wear them around. They'd be in the house, so I'd put them on to walk around or whatever. And my feet would start sweating.
Yes.
And then they're so gross inside and dirt just gets in.
It does.
I don't understand why people like them as a shoe.
I don't wear them anymore. I don't know.
I get that they're light, but they offered me no support.
I would rather just wear, they had a croc sandal that I used to wear.
You liked your croc sandal.
I liked my croc sandal.
A sandal's different.
I did like that.
When you're wearing a sandal, you are opening yourself and inviting the environment around you. To be upon your foot.
I love you. Yes.
But a croc.
You bring me so much joy, Rachel.
I'm so glad, Mom. I'm just saying, a croc is
putting your foot up to everything. Sorry.
I just say, I'm going to giggle
when I put my shoes on next time. Okay.
My bottom line is, you think you're safe in a croc and you're not.
You think
you're being protected.
No. You're open to the elements.
You're opening yourself to the elements in disguise. You're just going to have random holes, patterns on your feet of dirt and sunlight.
They were fine for the regular beach sand.
Great.
It was fine for that.
Okay.
Just not pebbles.
Not pebbles or chicken poop.
No, not chicken poop.
Okay, continue.
October 25th, I care about you day.
I care about you too, Mom.
So that's the day that you go tell somebody you care about them.
Okay.
And do something nice for someone else.
Always.
This weekend is the Oriad meteor shower.
What does that mean?
Something with Halley's Comet left over something. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's going to be pretty if you can see the sky.
I'm excited.
In the super, super dark.
Yeah, last meteor shower, we drove up to the mountains and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We all piled in the back of my truck with a mattress.
Nice. Did you see the eclipse last week?
I saw. That would be an update, but we'll talk about it now.
Oh, no,
we'll talk about it.
I have that on updates. That's all I have.
That's all I have on updates, too?
Well, let's wait. Let's
hold up. Okay.
Erase. That's all for the holidays.
All right. Then we're going to get to top trends on the internet.
None.
Well, there were. Just not for her.
She told me why. So now I got to start liking things.
She doesn't like anything. So
no, I like things,
personally,
but I don't push.
But not physically.
Like yeah.
Okay.
You don't push that little like thing.
Yeah. So she's just scrolling TikToks, going, "What do you want from me?"
And I'm laughing and having a great time, and then I go, "I didn't see any trends."
So they don't replay the same thing for her.
Well,
to see trends, if you like something, and then very similar things keep popping up because you keep liking them.
Okay.
Then you'll realize it's a trend.
Well, just chickens and...
All right. Well, there are a few trends I saw. One was there's this gliding. I don't know how to explain it. People are doing this sidestep gliding thing where it looks like they're just gliding along the ground really quickly.
I want to see that.
And in theory, I know how they're doing it. I have... dare to attempt it myself because I will fall flat on my butt.
Are they not putting their foot all the way on the ground?
Yeah, like so the foot that is gliding is actually not hitting the ground at all.
So is it like a moonwalking thing?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's a sideways, but it's like is the music. I nailed that. Don't worry about it. Please don't copyright me for getting that so spot on. But they're just doing it sideways and they're just doing this like kick and they glide along and it looks really cool. I know I would fall.
I'm going to have to look it up and like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's called Kickfly.
Kickfly.
I don't know. And then another trend I saw that I think you would find very hilarious is people are seeing how high they can jump without bending their knees.
Oh, I need to try this.
So they're just in place.
It's like a child. It's like a two-year-old.
It's just, it's all ankle.
Yeah.
It looks really funny. But yes, those are the only trends I know. I noted to write down.
All right.
That's it. All right. Then did you learn anything this week?
Let me look.
I just love the generation. I'm using the notes on my phone.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
This lady came on and she was talking about how your mind races at night and you know, you think of a million different things and you can't go to sleep and we have this problem.
Yeah.
She said someone told her to cover one eye for like 10, 20 seconds and then all the thoughts go away. And I said, I don't believe it.
Don't believe that in the slightest.
She said she had a song and how you have a song stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. And she did it and it was gone. She goes, and if it doesn't work in one eye, then do it in the other. And I would be laying there all night.
Just switching eye patches.
It's not working. Why isn't it working? I can't believe it's not working.
Is it maybe that it's focusing on the fact that you're doing that and it's getting your mind off of the song?
Because it's not like what you see. Your room's dark at night. So it's not like.
So it's an action?
I don't know. She swears by it.
I mean, I will definitely try it because if that works, that is true. Sorry, my cord is stuck and it's pissing me off. There it is. If that's true, then that would be a great thing to do when you have anxious thoughts and you're just running around on one thought
they
over and over again.
They said if you feel an anxiety attack coming on or you can't sleep at night and shut your brain off, which is every night.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll have to give that a go.
I'm down. I'll try it. Update. Okay. If that happens to me this week, if I have a song stuck in my head or a thought that won't go away, I'll try it.
I'm going to try it tonight.
As you're going to sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But I usually wait till I can't keep my eyes open anymore to go to sleep. Otherwise, I just lay there for hours.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to sleep unless my eyes can't stay open any
exactly.
longer. But it is crazy. Sometimes Abby will say, just cuddle me. And then I cuddle her and close my eyes and I'm asleep. And I wasn't even tired. And I'm like, oh, I should just kind of close my eyes. But I'm forced to when I cuddle her because I'm the big spoon. And so my head just like nuzzles into her back. But so I think there's a lot of times I could have fallen asleep if I just closed my eyes.
Just close your eyes. Oh, yeah.
But sorry. Now we'll just do the eye patch thing.
Yeah.
Bounce back and forth and see what's up.
What'd you learn, Rach?
I learned how to distress jeans correctly.
Okay. Distress jeans. Okay. Got it.
You're correct. The pants?
Yes.
Yes. So I saw a video of a girl had fabric chalked certain parts of the jeans.
Okay.
Where she wanted to cut them. And then she just had a Dremel. You know,
the I want one of those.
Over the spots. And it distressed them perfectly. And a bunch of the girls in the comments said, I don't have that thing, but would a nail drill work? Because to get off gel nail, you know how they have to.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So people in the comments said, yeah, it just takes, it'll just take a lot longer. So I've been sitting there with, when I wanted to distress jeans, I'd buy cheap looking jeans that weren't cool. And then I distressed them myself to make them look cool. That's when I used to thrift back in college or just go to Marshall's and buy a $5 pair of jeans and make them look like they were $40. But I would sit there with razor blades and de-threaders and take forever to do it. But just a Dremel.
Did you do it?
No, I haven't had time. I saw it this morning.
You're sitting right there. You could just go and see what happens.
I don't have a Dremel.
Oh, okay. So, and you don't have a gel thing.
I don't.
No.
So actually, I might.
Do you have a dog fingernail thingy?
I do.
One of those? That would work.
I actually could. So I just need to find a pair of jeans I'm willing to distress.
There you go. There's another video idea.
Love that.
Love it. We've thought of two right here.
I'm amazing. Bada bada bing. You're amazing.
We are amazing together.
But that's pretty much all I learned this week. Okay. Then let's get to new updates.
Hey, did you see the solar eclipse?
I saw it. I was sitting on my chair in my sitting room. I have a sitting room. Apparently, I'm an adult now.
What is a sitting room?
Where you, there's...
You just sit?
Did you just sit?
Okay. I've been in all your rooms.
Yeah, it's the one we just sit in.
Well,
the egg chair with the blue chair.
Got it. Oh, I love your egg chair. That's fun to sit in.
Great. It's a sitting room.
It's this big sitting room.
We are actually, in December, we are being gifted a couch from Abby's aunt.
Nice.
And that's going to go in that area. But so that area is just empty till December.
Are you going to keep the egg chair?
That is actually Devin's. Who just moved back in. Devin is Abby's best friend. You may have seen her in a couple episodes of Rachel Uncensored. She's hilarious. But she's been doing this thing where she goes and lives somewhere for 3 months. And then she moves back for 3 months. And then she goes and back and forth. Blah, 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 blah. And when she's here, we have so many extra rooms. We have two. So she pays rent and she just is here in the room. And she lives with us for 3 months and then moves out. And it's a good little
win-win.
It's a win-win. We get a buddy for 3 months. She gets a cheap place to live.
Yep.
And it's very freeing for her because it's fully furnished here.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to pay for utilities or anything.
Right.
But yeah, when she started doing this, she just left her egg chair here and we've adopted it. And it's
I did not know
very
it was
comfortable.
Devin's. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Yeah. But she just moved back. So she's here till January.
Okay.
I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited. Yeah. But yes, so I was sitting in my sitting room. It was Saturday morning.
Yes, it was.
And usually in the mornings, Blaze, Snoop, and I hang out, and the girls are all sleeping still. And the sun comes through a window a certain way, and I put Blaze's dog bed there because the boy loves a sunbeam. And he lays in that sunbeam on his dog bed while I drink my coffee, and Snoop just sits next to me because he just needs to be next to me. He doesn't care what the ground is under him or what bed is. He just wants to be near me. And Blaze was sitting in the spot, and I was like, the sun looks weird. And then it went off. Oh, yeah, it's the eclipse. And I was comfortable on my blue spinny chair that I did not get up to go outside.
Well, you didn't need to.
But I noticed that the sunshine was different on Blaze's bed.
It was different.
Did you see it?
Oh, yes. In quite a few different ways.
Oh, it's story time?
I was in my kitchen.
Love this.
Where the sunshine comes in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And we took a paper,
yes,
and poked a little tiny pinhole in it, and then another paper behind it, and it was like itty bitty. I'm like, this has to be bigger. So we punched a hole with a hole puncher in
it,
and it made it bigger.
Yeah.
And then I got a colander that has bigger holes, not the sieve kind that's really mesh, but the old school kind.
Yeah.
and held it up there, and then there was suns everywhere, and you could see that the moon took a bite out of the sun.
That's fun.
It was fun.
Love that.
We had a good time.
Sounds like a grand old time.
In our kitchen, not our sitting room. We don't have one of those.
Sorry. It is what it is.
Yep.
All right. Before we move on, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today, because I need to change the battery in my camera. Sponsor.
Oh, wrong one.
We're back. We're back. And my camera moved. Hold on. All right. We're moving on to things on the internet that made me smile. And my mom is very excited.
Yeah.
To play a rooster sound.
Oh, come on. You have to wait for it. First you hear a real rooster. Then you wait a minute. And then you hear the other rooster. Okay.
You ready? I am so excited. A blaze like that. What is that?
Look at the rooster. Look at the second rooster.
Oh, he's special.
Every time it makes me laugh. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
He gave it his all.
He did. He's trying his hardest. Sometimes you just can't get it out. Remember when we had a cat that couldn't meow? We had a cat that was just born without the ability to meow. She tried her darndest, and every once in a while you just hear this. We're like, what? Oh, sweetheart's meowing.
But she would bring us flowers.
She brought, oh God, that cat was so cool. Instead of, we had a lot of cats that brought us rodents and just rodents, my birds. Own guinea pigs, birds, all the things, worms. They're cats that we didn't know they were pregnant with. And then our cat sweetheart would bring us actual flowers to our doorstep.
Camellia flowers.
That was such a good cat. Yeah. I love that. She was gorgeous.
She was a pretty cat.
Oh, anyway. Okay. The things on my internet that made me smile.
Yeah.
Nothing. It made me laugh as hard as you just did at the rooster.
I just think about it and laugh.
Sorry. Don't apologize. Never apologize for laughing and being happy. But so there's a lot of talk about going to war because of what's the tragic things that are happening right now. But I don't want to talk about it because it's going to make me mad, but them saying, oh yeah, we can afford to go to war, but we can't afford universal health care, helping homeless people, canceling student debt. Although we can't afford that, but we can afford to go to war. Okay. So put that aside. But people are saying incorrectly, well, women are going to get drafted.
Oh, I hope it's the same one I saw.
And so women, just being who we are, hilarious little creatures, started commenting on the video with just the girliest girl things, and not being a stereotype in a negative way at all, but just, you know, girly things. Like, who else is going to be there? And someone says, unless I can ride with someone, I'm literally not going. What are you guys wearing? Are we going for a cute or comfy look?
Oh my gosh.
So I said, busy this week. Rain check for next. Sorry, I'm just now seeing this. It's been a crazy week.
Oh.
What's best for battle? Standing or sitting jeans? Does anyone know about the parking situation? This one just killed me. Just check my calendar and my hair washing schedule doesn't line up. You guys have fun though. I saw a guy stitch this and he's reading them and he's like, girls are just funnier than men. Girls are hilarious. I was like, thank you. I didn't even contribute to this, but I'm going to put myself in that group. Thank you very much. I thought that was hilarious. Girls aren't scared in the least. We're not going to get drafted.
I saw a TikTok that said you might get drafted. They're thinking of having women be drafted too. And this woman said, you're missing it here. All menopausal women should be drafted. We're already angry. We haven't slept in years.
We shouldn't.
And not make light at all of
war. No. And I don't think anyone should get drafted. I don't think that a draft should be a thing. What did you just eat something, Blaze? You good? She said, But I have I think that there are so many people willing to fight for our country that I don't think that women will ever get drafted. But that no woman was taking it seriously. Just making jokes. Okay, cool, bet. See you there. Can we change the outfits first? And then another thing that made me smile, this was an actually not a humorous thing, but a great thing. A company made dress shirts with magnetic buttons. So people without full mobility of their hands or arms.
Love it.
Can put their dress shirts on themselves, which is awesome. I saw a guy do it. He doesn't have full control, but he put on his shirt and then he kind of like swayed his arms back and forth and then the buttons snapped together.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
They make those for baby sleepers now so that in the middle of the night you don't have to mess with snap, snap, snap.
Or zip
or anything. It's just.
But won't a baby wiggle out of that? What is in your mouth? Blaze, give me your mouth. Come here. Blaze, come here.
What did he have? Maybe there was something.
A chip. Rinse it down.
There. Better?
That didn't do anything.
Do you need some water?
Okay, we're going to pause. Yeah, he's throwing up now. We're going to pause so I can get him some water. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Sorry. All my dogs needed water all of a sudden. Blaze, how you doing? Are you better?
Come on. Come on, get on up.
There we go. Thank you. You get the butt now. There you go, Mom. There's the butt. Blaze, you need to sit.
Hey, Blaze.
Go get Grandma.
There we go. Oh, no, I get both.
Sit. Good boy.
There we go.
Okay. It's never a dull moment around here, I tell you. Okay, it is time for confessions.
I don't have any.
I thought you would say this. So, I found a question to ask you.
Okay.
If we switched lives for a day,
okay,
what would you be most and least excited to do as me?
Most excited to think like you.
Oh, okay.
Just what goes on in your head. I love
it. Just to know the ins and outs of my brain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good answer.
Thank you. Okay.
And least. And
the least?
Is it his poops?
The giant dog poops?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Is that though? Is that the least?
Probably. Probably. Let's see. Oh, yay. My neighbor's putting a package in the house for me.
Okay.
Oh, the least.
What part of my day do you go to?
Yeah, the giant
poops. The giant dog poops that I have to pick up?
Yeah, or having the pressure sometimes you have on yourself.
Oh, okay. So my life's pressure?
Just sometimes. Usually I don't see it.
But when I see it,
I'm like, oh, baby.
Okay, that's good. All right, I haven't thought about my answer. Thing I would be most... Oh, no. Okay, the thing I would be least excited about...
Chicken poop.
It's that... It is that. It's the chicken poop. It is, I guess.
You can't tell.
I cannot handle the chicken poop.
The smell is just.
I can handle the dog poop all day long.
No. See, I'm opposite.
We're opposites?
Yeah. Dog poop makes me gag. Big ones.
I think the thing I'd be most excited about. I love. No, see, here, you don't have a 9-to-5, but you do have a lot of responsibilities.
Yes.
Oh man, the thing I'd be most excited about is there's a lot. It's not because there isn't anything. I'm trying to think. I didn't think about this ahead of time. I would be very excited. I like how much you tend to your garden, and to be able to have a chunk of my day to tending to a garden, I think that would be a lot of fun. I love getting things around my house done. I just never have time for it.
Right.
So I would love to just be able to do all those things around your house.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had the time to.
Okay, so you don't actually have time for it.
It depends on the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this garden I have is very forgiving, so.
That is nice.
Yeah.
My garden's been pretty good. I have a tomato that's ready to pick.
Oh, it's a beaut.
Do I just pull it or do I clip it?
Either or. Usually they pull off. I just go boop. But okay. I also got these handy dandy little things.
I got those for you.
You can also use clippers.
Yeah.
Usually you can just pull them off with your hand.
Okay. All right. Good. There's no other confessions.
I struggle with what are you looking for? I still haven't figured that one out.
It's Just anything that maybe there was a little too much information.
I finished Game of Thrones. There's a confession.
I love that for you.
Hated the ending.
Just, you did the whole series?
Yeah, for the second time. Still hate the ending. I forgot the ending before.
I actually have forgotten the ending. I don't know what it is.
I'm not going to tell you because you'll get mad.
I won't get mad, but people maybe might get... No, you've had ample time.
Yeah.
To see it.
Yeah, in my mind, Jon Snow kills her, the Dragon Queen, and then he becomes king. No, I forgot. He gets exiled north of the Wall. So, yeah.
I don't remember anything. I had a really hard time keeping up with Game of Thrones. Thank you, Blaise. I wasn't enamored by it.
Right.
So it was really hard for me to keep up with it.
Yeah.
That is something I wish I had the time to rewatch.
I didn't enjoy it so much the first time around.
Yeah.
And I got bits and pieces of it because we did it on a trip one time. And then I'd see clips on TikTok and I go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's what made me start watching it again.
You know
again.
The first episode I ever watched?
When?
Do you know which was the first episode?
You?
It was the Red Wedding.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Because
brutal.
My ex at the time started watching it without me and I had so much to do and they did absolutely nothing. So they just watched everything and then I would walk in and out of room and see things and not really pay attention or whatever. And then finally one day I was just bored, finally. So I sat down and it happened to be that episode and I watched it because I was just on my phone sitting in the living room and it was on and I was just watching it and whoa, that's intense. And then I see on the internet later, everyone freaking out about it.
Yep.
And then I went back and started watching it from the beginning so that when the finale came along, I would be caught up.
Right.
And I think maybe that's might have been why everything was ruined for me is because I knew going in that everything was shock value. So what you think would never happen actually happens. So for me, I think a lot of that, that mystery was gone. Come here, Blaise. Come here. Come on. Come on, buddy. Come.
Blaise.
Can you lift your cord up? Half an inch. Come here, buddy. Come on. Do you need to go outside?
He kept wanting to go out that door.
Do you want to go to the garage? Okay.
There we go. Changed his mind.
Cool. Okay. He's a man that doesn't know what he wants. I think he needs to go outside.
I think maybe he does.
Yeah. Just, do you like that tail, Mom? Sorry,
whack,
guys.
Whack.
Just, there you go. Go on.
There we go.
Bye. Okay, he's gone. He's doing something else now. And he's back. Sorry, this is just a mess now. Okay, well, I have no other confessions. Actually, I pulled a leaf out of his butt the other day.
Oh, okay. That's a confession. TMI.
That's a confession.
It should be a TMI confession. If you put that before it, then I'll understand.
The butt acne stuff I've been using.
That's right.
Has been working really well, except if I skip it all, then I'll break out.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't do it yesterday, and then I had a breakout.
That was fast.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yeah, it works pretty well. I'm going to keep it consistent because it says once you've used it for long enough, then you can wean yourself off of it.
Mm.
But, you know, it's not good to do any abrupt. If I don't do my facial routine for one night, I get a breakout.
Okay.
So it is very normal that this kind of goes down. But I'm gonna see. We'll wait and see.
Okay.
All right. I guess we'll just do a shorter episode today.
Okay.
I didn't
feel that short.
It's 40 minutes.
What do we usually do?
45.
Oh, well.
Emily and I were doing our episodes.
Well, Emily had a lot to say.
Emily did have a lot to say.
She did.
Town Girls got a lot to say.
Yep.
It makes for a good podcast, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, but I think we'll leave you guys now. Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe. Please follow. Please like. I did start posting on Instagram and TikTok again if you want to go check that out.
Yay!
I haven't posted a vlog in a while, but we'll get there.
I saw the TikTok ones.
They're cute.
World Market.
Yeah. Me and Abby are taste testing Cost Plus World Market snacks.
It's cute.
It's just a cute little thing. Doesn't take much effort, and it's just something to put up, and I hope you guys like it. And
Yeah.
I enjoy seeing what food... Abby and I are both really into food.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more and more into food, so that's all. Yeah. But yeah, there's home improvement ones coming as soon as I get time to do them. I have them all planned.
Yes.
People like the home improvement ones.
Yes, we do.
I also enjoy that. Those just take so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I was explaining this to Devin, that... It's not just as simple as me setting up the camera and doing it because you have to explain and entertain and, you know, change the camera angles. And I get so into my projects that I forget there's a camera there. So I'll have 40 minutes of footage of me just staring and working and not interacting at all.
Well, you could do a voiceover.
I could.
It wouldn't be as
It's not as entertaining. Even with voiceovers, your body while filming needs to be entertaining. Right. And you need to make sure you're not cutting off the camera. Because I will literally turn my body and hide what I'm doing by accident. Because I get so into it that I could forget the camera's there.
Yeah.
So those ones are a little more, they take, what is going on? Oh, my Furbo's going off. They take a little more effort, but I know I enjoy them and I know everyone else enjoys them as well. So I'm trying to get those out. Hopefully this weekend I'll have some time. But I love you guys. Thanks for joining us and we'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.